We are going to study the word of God briefly before we go into our worship session. I want you to pray right now from your heart. Speak to the Lord that he'll minister to you from his word that is coming to you this evening. Lord, speak to us through your word. Speak to us through your word. Help us to understand the lessons that he wants us to learn from it, that will apply to our lives, Lord, that your glory will be seen in all that we do. In the name of Jesus, we commit the minister of God into your hands. Speak through him this evening in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We give you all the praise in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I've been praying. Amen.
Amen. We give God praise at the beginning of another week, as we do every Sunday as part of our covenant with God. We worship the Lord. We sing songs of worship unto God, in appreciation for his love for us all, and in recognition and in respect and honor of recognizing who he is in our lives. My prayer is that as we start off this week with worship, that throughout this week you experience the God's hand more than ever before, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We've been looking at three important things God requires from us. The key scripture has been Deuteronomy 8:19, and it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. And we not wanting to perish, we ought to serve God alone and not other gods. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In our previous sessions, we looked at not glorifying the flesh, but letting our hearts be set on God and not our flesh. We've addressed the problem of the flesh and the need to shift our focus to God away from the flesh. In talking about the flesh or our bodies again, today we are looking at a living sacrifice, basically talking about or studying on being a living sacrifice. In Romans chapter 12 verse 1, scripture says that I beseech you therefore, that's Paul admonishing the Romans or the church in Rome, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So clearly, Paul here is making reference to the word sacrifice and asking us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Now, we know that in the Old Testament, when sacrifices were being given in the temple, these sacrifices in the form of sheep were burnt. They were burnt in order for the smoke from these sacrifices, as the fat was burnt, to arise or to rise. Now, in our day, Jesus, who is the Lamb of God, the perfect Lamb of God without blemish, has been sacrificed for our redemption. And we no longer need to be killing sheep and be sacrificing animals to cater for sin, because Jesus has been made the final sacrifice for the problem of sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Paul here is admonishing that Christ has been used as the sacrifice to cut off sin. However, then we ought to present our bodies not as dead sacrifices, meaning that you don't have to die to please the Lord, to be a sacrifice unto God. God needs our body. as living sacrifices, living yet dedicated to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, Jesus said unto him, when one person asked him about what is the greatest commandment, and Jesus says that, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The first and great. You may have learned from your theology class or your religious and moral education. If you didn't learn from Sunday school, the Ten Commandments, you may have come across it in religious and moral education from school. About the Ten Commandments. So this was what this person was referring to, that which of these is the greatest? And Jesus spoke about love. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. We ought to present our lives as an offer of sacrifice unto the Lord without holding back. Sometimes we take certain decisions. Oh, as for this one, this is not God matter. Sometimes you find believers say that, oh, as for this one, please don't bring God into this at all. Don't bring God into it. Let us talk about natural things. Please, the ultimate commandment or the ultimate sacrifice we could ever make is to offer our lives, while we are alive, to offer our lives in totality, surrendering it to God and to his commandments. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must live to please the Lord. Please say after me, I must live to please the Lord.
I must live to please the Lord.
Being a living sacrifice means that you are living to please the Lord. You are living to fulfill his commands. You are living to honor him and him alone. You are living everything, every part of your being is to serve the Lord and to fulfill his commandments. When you are singing in church, you are not singing for the pastor. It's an offering unto the Lord. It's sacrifice unto the Lord. You are not doing it because you are doing anybody a favor. When you sing at Glow Music, when you serve, when there are outreach projects and you serve, you are doing it as an offering unto the Lord. You are doing it as a living sacrifice unto God. And not because you are doing it for the pastor, or you are doing it to show to somebody, or you are doing it because you have time, or you have nothing doing, or you are on vacation, and that is why you are doing it, or just because you have some means, and that is why you are doing it, or some money to dispose of, and that is why you are doing it. No, you do it as a living sacrifice unto the Lord. And when you present it that way, then it becomes a reasonable service. A service with reason. Serving the Lord with reason. That, Lord, I owe my life to you. In our generation and probably the generation before, this preaching of prosperity started. Yes, poverty is not good. Christ became poor so that through him or through his poverty, we will become rich. It is all good to know, but we don't serve God just to get riches. No, we serve him and we offer our lives to him because he first died for us. He said, when we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for us when we couldn't help ourselves. So we owe our very existence to him and to him alone. We could never use dollars to pay for eternal life or use cities to pay for having access to his presence. But it's because he found us even when we were disobedient. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Adam sinned. He didn't go searching for God. God came searching for him, said, Adam, where are you? And God has made this provision of his dear son for our sake. It is in that humility and that appreciation of his love that we reciprocate by loving and serving him. And not that when we serve him, he owes us anything. Today, I pray that your mind will change. Some people give tithe because if I give tithe, God will open the windows of heaven, and as if they are bribing God to do things for them. Please, we serve the Lord out of love, out of appreciation. And we don't serve him just to push his hand to do things. Otherwise, the day some blessing delays in your life or it has not been manifested yet, you sit in your house and you say that God has delayed, when you don't even know his timing for your life. God, help us. And I pray that may the Lord grant you understanding of living or being a living sacrifice unto the Lord. Please, just in a couple of minutes, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. And grant me the grace, please, to be a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto you.
A living sacrifice. In service to you, Lord. Lord Jesus, give me the grace.
Acceptable to you,
the life that you have given to me.
We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' name.
Continue to thank the Lord for this opportunity to worship in his presence. Speak to the Lord right now, thanking him. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity to sing songs of worship to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity to come before your throne of grace and mercy, to come offering this sacrifice of worship to you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Also ask the Lord to forgive you of any known and unknown sins. Ask him to cleanse you with the blood of Jesus right now. Speak to the Lord. Father, forgive me of any known and unknown sins. Please cleanse me with the blood of Jesus. Forgive me of my sins. Let my worship be acceptable to you, Lord. Also, this is the moment where you forgive anyone who has offended you. And so say the prayer after me. I forgive anyone who has offended me.
I forgive anyone who has offended me.
In any way right now. I release them from my heart. I forgive anyone who has offended me. In any way right now. I release them from my heart. Finally, pray, saying, Father in heaven, please accept my worship as I sing unto you. Father in heaven, please accept my worship as I sing unto you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. John 4, verse 24. The Bible says, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the moment where we worship the Lord from the depths of our heart. Just sing the songs from your heart, worshiping the Lord with all that you have, as we have learned to offer ourselves as living sacrifices. Just pour your worship out to the Lord this evening in the name of Jesus. Here we are, lift for all you do. And as we praise and worship your holy name, you are here, dwelling within our praise. Here we are, lifting our hands to you. we praise and worship your holy name. You are right, you are here, dwelling within our praise. You are here, you are here, dwelling within our praise. You are here, dwelling, you are here, dwelling within our praise.
Give the Lord glory. Continue to worship his name. Worship his name, give him thanks. Makatayana mashana nanamanama. For every answered prayer, give him all the thanks. Nekashada nanamanaba. Nebrisuante nanamanama. We give you all the thanks. We give you all the praise. Thank you for your presence.
You are here. You are here. You are here in this place. And we
Your own.
show your majesty and glory, let your anointing fall. As we declare your name, Lord Jesus, as the only name who saves, may the power of your salvation fill these hearts, we pray.
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2 to 3 says, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it, and many people shall go and say, come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 27 verse 4. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. The Lord is calling us to walk with him in this season. And so we're going to pray briefly in this time of worship. We are asking that the Lord will help us by his Spirit to walk with him in spirit and truth, such that the world will be drawn to the house of the Lord and also learn to walk with God. So we're asking the Lord to cause the beauty of our walk with him to draw others to him in Jesus' name. Makabaliande, open your mouth, somebody. Rebekebeya baliana mashataya badadaba. Makabaliene meyanda dadaboshata. Makata da da bo shege di beyanda da da ba. Makaba da da bo shege di beyabaliana mayanda da da ba. Rabali di beyandi. Lord, help us by your Spirit to walk with you in spirit and truth, such that the world will be drawn to the house of the Lord to also learn to walk with you. Cause the beauty of our walk with you to draw others to you in Jesus' name. Makata da da bo shabaliya da bayandi. As we worship you, Lord Jesus, let us see this prayer answered by a stirring in our hearts to walk with you, that we will see that it will begin to affect our families, affect our colleagues in school and at work and in our environment, in our society. In the name of Jesus. As we do. One.
Mitzna and Matami Chaparo Micha Wafori Muka Hoshia Namirimba Watima Sidanyo Namekamfu
Thank you. Chapter 2, verse 6. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. 1 John 2, verse 6. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. So combining the two. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. And whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today the King is here to empower us to walk with him. As we decide to do so, if there's anybody who doesn't know the Lord, when the opportunity is given to give your life to Christ, see that he's here, he's with you, and I pray he'll grant you the grace to do so, and to walk with him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
What is man that thou unmindful of him? The son of man that thou hast visited him. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Son of man that thou hast visited. Hallelujah. The King is he. Hallelujah. The King is he. The King. The King is he. The King is he. In this worship, the King is he. Oh, who is man that thou art mindful of him? The son of man that thou hast visited him. What is man? What is man that thou art mindful of him? The son of man that thou the King is here. Of the King wherever you are right now. The King is with the one you love. Father, Lord, I told you what you should do, O man. To love righteousness, to do justice, and to walk straightly with your God. Jesus.
Opportunity to give your life to Christ today. Thank God you're alive to see this day of salvation. Just say this short prayer after me, and the Lord Jesus become the Lord over your life and have access to eternal life and the Father in heaven. Please say this. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your love. Thank you for seeing this day of salvation. I'm a sinner, I admit that I'm a sinner, I cannot save myself. Today I surrender my life completely to you. I invite you to come into my heart to be the Lord and the Savior of my life. From now and forever. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. If you just said this prayer, contact us by email. info@globalmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. Shall we share the grace?
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God, as we fellowship of the Holy Spirit. You with us now and forevermore.
Amen.
God bless you richly. We'll meet at 12 p.m. prompt tomorrow. Shalom.